You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
From Coalition to Protect Kids New York is Aisha Kreitz joining us on Hardline. Aisha, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Aisha, we've heard so much about Prop 1, but for those of us who still don't know exactly what it is, explain to the listeners what is Prop 1 on the ballot this election day.
Sure. So on the back of your ballot, you have to flip the ballot over to vote. In most places, but it is a proposal to amend the New York State Constitution, Article 1, Section 11, which is the discrimination clause of our state constitution. And right now, you know, we all know, you know, you can't discriminate based on race, color, creed, or religion is basically what it does. And they want to add 12 new categories to that, including a whole nother Part B, which will not be referenced on the back of the ballot or nobody will know about. And the 12 new categories that they want to add to this is to the people. They want to add ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy are what they are asking people to vote on to say, do we want those into the New York State Constitution? And it's already gone through the legislature twice, which is then it comes to us, we the people, to vote on. And then, like I said, there's a whole other Part B, which is sort of even more egregious than some of the issues that we find in 12 new categories. Oh, and just real quick, and then I'll let you jump in there, is they also want to add pursuant to law to the first part, and which is also another very vague little hanging chad, if you will, there that they put at the end about, you know, if you were to discriminate based on one of these new categories, that you would get in trouble pursuant to law. And then, of course, our question becomes pursuant to what law? Fine, jail time, how long, how much, you know, it's extremely vague. So that's a nutshell.
And you guys at Coalition to Protect Kids New York have gotten the word out. And as I see on your website, you say it could be called the Parent Replacement Act. Explain that to the listeners.
Sure thing. You know, in our Constitution, like the first part where it says no person shall be, you know, you can't discriminate against any persons. And then these new added categories, you have age in there. And basically what that does legally is, you know, age is first breath to last breath. And so when we had legal analysis going through it, it was like, well, so what does that mean? You know, notably absent is the word minor, parents. And so if a child or somebody first breath to last breath cannot be discriminated upon, that means that New York State government could have more authority than parents in making decisions for their children if the child were to say, oh, my parent. I mean, again, probably never hear it from any child ever. My mom, dad doesn't know what they're talking about. This isn't fair. And, you know, we joked about it in the 80s, take you to court, right, and say, hey, this should be allowed. Well, this puts that framework into place, especially when we consider Part B. And so that's what we were asking, you know, could children under the age of 18 have the right to medical procedures, right? Irreversible medical procedures, especially because you see in their gender identity, gender expression, and all the things that are being pushed with that, they're, you know, it's kind of coupled together. So can they go get, you know, gender affirming care, there's puberty blockers or something else, you know, actual surgery without parental notice or consent, would, you know, and we do discriminate, right, in our society against people, not in a bigoted way, right? It's not what people think, but you can't drive a car when you're 12. You know, you can't buy a gun when you're 15. All of these different things, we have common sense guardrails. And what we have been looking at is, what does that mean for us? You know, there's no clarity. There's an extreme amount of vagueness. And we think that people should vote no just on that alone. But again, we're seeing in schools, right, that there's already this animosity from government and schools against parents. Kids can, you know, be called by their wanted pronouns or transition at school without parental knowledge now. And what this would do would codify it into our New York State Constitution. So then when we, right, I mean, you're seeing Nassau County, other schools that are suing against his parents and saying, hey, you can't do that. But if it's in our New York State Constitution, now you're removing the constitutional right for us as parents, individuals, everybody, to say this isn't right and then sue to, you know, be able to allow us to have our say as parents and guardians of our children.
And if this if this passes, unfortunately, that really kind of ends the debate, because like you said, it would be in New York state law, correct?
Well, it would be in the Constitution,
right,
which, you know, supersedes all laws. Yeah, absolutely. Right. I mean, you're looking at the threatening of everything from, you know, again, Parent Replacement Act is what we like to, you know, call it, because that is one of the main issues. But again, free speech and religious rights. Right. This empowers courts to force religious institutions to dilute, you know, principal teachings that they might have or sincerely held beliefs. Especially if they run contrary to some of these new added categories, including the affirming transgender care for minors and other things. What does this mean constitutionally? Again, it supersedes all laws. This is our New York State Constitution has not been amended in 50, 80 years, somewhere around 80.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Years or so, right? Because it's such a major thing, right? Once it's codified into the Constitution, you can't just go next legislative session and say, oh, we made a mistake and change it. So what we're saying is, you know, again, notably absent, the word conscience in there. They're amending 96 words, but they couldn't put little caveats in there, right? That say, hey, except for in the case of parental authority or, you know, and they're pitting these different categories against each other now, right? Part B, I just want to, you know, again, and this isn't even mentioned, on the back of your ballot, people are going to see to protect against the unequal treatment of, and then it's going to list, and it's going to go into the list of ethnicity, disability, sex, gender, identity, expression, all the hot button things, right, that trigger our emotions. And leaving out all of Part B altogether, which basically or arguably would mean that New York State human rights laws are claiming the motivation was to dismantle discrimination, right? So it's like, oh, this person meant to discriminate against me. So now we have the courts coming in and being the thought police and telling you, oh, well, you made this program or practice because you wanted to discriminate against, you know, somebody, you know, a male, sex, male, female, so not even the transgender thing, right? Girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, single-sex sports, right? Single-sex schools. Oh, you're discriminating against males. A guy wants to come into the school, and therefore the court could say, well, it is a discriminatory process or practice, therefore you have to let this person in. And no longer will we have single-sex schools and various things like that. So it's just such a dangerous precedent to allow them to reframe our Constitution, you know, in such a extremely vague manner. And so we just, you know, are hoping that people get themselves educated, take a look at the whole proposed amendment, not just, you know, oh, it's all about abortion, and forget about everything else that is in here. This is a package deal, you know?
And you also talk about on your website, you know, keeping men out of women's sports, and we know just how dangerous that could be. And you know, it's so interesting. I've had members of Congress on this show asking them the question: should biological men who are, you know, say who are transgender be able to play in women's high school sports? And you can't get an answer out of them. But you would think that's just the
common sense.
Common sense, because of just how dangerous that could be for both the biological male for a biological female that tries to play male sports, or the other way around. And that is something that, again, with the vagueness of this, could be in the Constitution.
Yeah. Well, and again, that part, so with the transgender part, I don't think there's a could, because there is no way that it could be misconstrued, right? Because they're saying sex, including gender identity, gender expression, you can't say that isn't part of this issue, especially when you have Letitia James out there, you know, suing back Nassau County when they're trying to keep folks out of girls' sports. But again, before we even get to that, let's be clear. It says sex. Sex is male, female, before we get to the sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. You don't even have to identify, right? And say, oh, I feel like a girl today. You could just say, well, I'm a male. You can't discriminate against me. Why can't I go into that girl's bathroom? I mean, how do we keep that out? Now, will it go to court? Sure. But we see places like ACLU and other organizations. You think about like the remember the baker with the cake? You know, there's all sorts of examples that we can give where there are people that just go in there to aggravate and try to set a precedent. Whether they feel like an actual male or not, they could. It's just lobbyists, dark money, special interest groups that are going to come in here and open up massive waves of litigation to our court system, right? To just continuously sue. Every time we turn around, there's going to be a new lawsuit to be like, oh, well, is this what you meant? Is this what you meant? There's not even an actual definition for gender expression and gender identity. The courts are going to have to come back afterwards, really, and give us a definition, right? So we're going to pass something and then find out exactly what's in it. Same thing with pursuant to law. Pursuant to what law will I get in trouble? Will I have a $1 fine? Will I have to go to jail for a day, 30 days? Do I get a ticket? What's the pursuant to law? I mean, courts are going to have to come back, and then they're going to say, oh, well, this is, you know, what you're going to get in trouble for. Do I got to go to a re-education camp? I mean, I don't understand how we're even having the conversation and how we have gotten to a point where we think that we should be codifying something into our Constitution that a whole continent, right? You got all of Europe is backpedaling on puberty blockers. It's illegal to give minors puberty blockers over there. They're like 20 years ahead of us. And we're over here saying, hey, we're going to codify experimental medical procedures and medicine into our New York State Constitution and endanger our minor children.
I hope people are listening. This has been the most informative, breakdown of Prop 1 that I've heard. I hope people get the information before they go and vote. Aisha, I thank you so much. ProtectKidsNY.com. You can also find them on X at Protect Kids New York. Aisha, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. And yeah, go find us, like us, and share it out. I still appreciate you and helping us get the word out. Thank you so much.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.